Hi everyone, welcome to the first ever Peaceful Abolitionist podcast. It's been a while since I last made a podcast, but it's great to be doing this one now. I'm your host, Emmy James, and today I'm going to be talking about activism. I know I talk about this a lot on my blog, but I'd like to do a podcast about it as well, because I believe it's so important to educate people about veganism. So I'm going to be talking about different ways that different approaches people use in their activism. Some promote vegetarianism, some promote cage-free eggs or humanely raised meat, or asking people for petitions to end battery cages or stuff like that, while others, such as myself, we only promote veganism. And I'm going to be talking about these different ways of activism and why it's really important to educate people about veganism and not this welfarist and vegetarian stuff, because in the end it doesn't help animals. And I think that it's really important to know who we're doing this for. We're not doing it for ourselves. It's not for you or for me. It's for the animals, and it's really important that we know, that we remember that always. It's always about the animals that are being exploited for human consumption, for human pleasure, for fashion, for experimentation. We need to be a voice for them, because they don't have a voice. And if it were me in that situation, I would hope that someone would be speaking out for my freedom, for my children's, my grandchildren's freedom. So it's really important that we remember that always. So let's look at the different approaches. There's the activists who are promoting cage-free, who promote vegetarianism, and are sending out a very confused message to the public. They're saying that one form of exploitation is better than another form of exploitation. In this case, meat is worse than dairy and eggs and other animal products. And these people are claiming that you can create vegans that way. But let me ask you, did you go vegan from learning about vegetarianism or free range? Or did you go vegan from learning about veganism? I mean, it's so simple. We all go vegan after learning about veganism. And that's why I think it's really important that we don't compromise our message. We must always promote veganism. I wish I could remember what it was that made me go vegan, because it's hard to remember. I was 13 years old, and I'd read somewhere on a website or a book or somewhere about veganism, and that's what made me go vegan. Even though I can't remember quite what it was, I know that I'd found out about veganism, and if I had found out about it earlier, if I knew about it, I would have probably gone vegan straight away. But I was vegetarian for a few months, which isn't too bad, I guess. Some people are vegetarian for 20 years before finding out about veganism. So I was lucky in a way. I learned about it fairly early on in my life. I just wish that people would wake up and see that promoting vegetarianism and promoting anything less than veganism doesn't help the animals. It still promotes animal use, and use is a problem. Animals don't deserve to be our property. They don't deserve to be our slaves. They're innocent, beautiful beings, and they don't deserve to be our slaves, and they deserve to be free. I always look at it as, if I were in their situation, what would I want others to be doing? Would I want them to be advocating for more humane killing? Would I want them to be telling people to go to not eat the meat of my relatives but drink my milk, even though I'm still being tortured, exploited? Or would I want them to be advocating for my freedom? Would I want them to be saying this is wrong and being a voice for me when I can't be a voice for myself, because I can't speak, I can't have my voice heard? I can scream, but they won't listen. And so we've got to remember that always. No one would want to be murdered at all, even if it was a bullet to the brain or having their throat slit and bleeding to death. Of course, you'd prefer a painless death, but it doesn't mean that it's right. If that happened to a human, the murderer would still be going to jail, and he'll still be punished, no matter how he killed the person. And this is a matter of justice. It's a matter of abolishing the slavery, all slavery, to humans and non-humans. It has to end. And that's why it makes me upset when I see people using the word vegetarian instead of vegan, when they are vegan. They're saying that being vegetarian is enough, when really it's not helping animals at all. As we know, dairy cows have to undergo huge amounts of stress. Their babies are stolen away from them. They have to undergo the huge amounts of stress of losing a child. And they have to go through that year after year, and then eventually their bodies are worn out and their spirits are broken and they're sent to slaughter. And with egg production, male chicks are slaughtered because they have no use, and the hens are slaughtered after their production declines. It's all exploitation. It's all wrong. And they're all going to be killed in the end. Some say, what's the problem with backyard hens? Well, it's a matter of use. It's a matter of respect. Those chickens could eat their eggs. They'd eat their eggs to get the nutrients back from having to lay them. And we have no right to take their eggs. We don't need them. So in my view, advocating for vegetarianism is just, it doesn't do anything. It's like just advocating for meat eating. It doesn't do anything to help the animals. Even though it might make us feel good inside, it just doesn't doesn't help. We need to be unequivocal. We need to promote veganism. And me, Elizabeth Collins, and William Paul, we all do a street stall out on Aotea Square in Auckland. And it's great. And we never compromise our message. We always promote veganism. And some people are afraid that using that word will scare people away. But it doesn't scare people away. People are interested. They want to know what vegan means. There are vegetarians who don't know what happens to the cows or the hens, and they just need to be educated. And once people are educated, then they can make the choice of whether they want to go vegetarian or vegan, but at least they'll know about veganism. So we never ever promote cage-free or vegetarianism or humanely raised. We never ever compromise. And I wish more activists would do the same, because the animals need it. We need to be a voice for them. So please, please educate people about veganism. If you say that it won't work, that people won't listen, you don't know unless you try it. So I urge everyone just to be a voice, to be an unequivocal, clear, consistent voice for the animals, for their sake. Because we need to abolish animal use. We need to end it. It can't go on. Right at this moment, thousands of innocent beings are losing their lives just for human greed. And it's wrong. We need to end it. So those are my thoughts anyway. Sorry if I was a bit repetitive, but I think it's something that's really important for people to know, especially other vegans. I wish other vegans would promote veganism. Why are we scared of it? Why are we scared of that word? We've got to stop thinking that vegan is a scary word and just educate people. We've got to show them that we're not some extreme activists who will go and blow up slaughterhouses. We're just normal people who care about justice. So yeah, please start using that word. Please use the word vegan. Don't compromise. Vegan. Not vegan / vegetarian or veg, vegan. We need to be clear and consistent with our message. Vegan. And remember that veganism isn't just a diet, because some people are promoting it as a diet. It's not about diet. It's clothes, it's entertainment, it's the products we buy. It's being as non-violent as we can, as non-violent as possible. And that means not using unnecessary products of exploitation. Obviously, it's never possible to be 100% vegan. But we can't avoid accidentally harming insects, or we can't avoid animal products and the paint in our walls or the gelatin in roads, because it's just impossible. But there's a difference between intentional and unintentional use of animal products. You can't do anything about the about hidden animal products in the paint in your walls or anything, but you can stop buying and participating in animal exploitation, and it's easy. So educate yourself, educate others. We need to work together. We need more people speaking unequivocally about veganism. If people did that, we'd have more vegans. And those people will be educating others about veganism, and we'll have a vegan world in no time. So thanks for listening to this first episode of Peaceful Abolitionist Podcast. It's the first podcast that I've done without a script, so I hope that you've enjoyed it and there wasn't too much rambling or repetition. Hopefully I'll be doing another podcast really soon. Until then, peace and love to all, and thanks for listening. Bye.